Malay Shur Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. We are at Oyes Dalet at the bottom. The direct continuation of what we said yesterday. Lefikol he'amur baruch. According to everything we said, it is clear. Ki kol gdoilei haderes asku b'avodat pratis. All the great achievers of the generations were involved in this individual avodah. Ve'ikvois avodah samlod ulano. We know at least the footsteps of their avodah. אין שום דמיון והשוואה בין עבודת הקדושים אשר בדורות קדמונים ועבודתנו אנו בדורים הישראלים. It's not that we're saying that there's a comparison, an equivalence between the עבודת הקדושים in ancient generations and our עבודת in this orphaned generation. אולם, nonetheless, we cannot use this to exempt ourselves. תהירה היא וללמוד אנו צריכים, this is a paraphrase of the Gemara in ברכות דף סמך בייס, תהירה היא וללמוד אנו צריכים. There the Gemara describes how various Tanaim and Amoraim used to follow their teachers, even in very intimate, private situations, with this motto that what they're doing is Torah and I need to learn. So we need to learn Keitzad Hem Avdu, how they approach the Avodah, and then apply it to our individual circumstances. So in general, Matzinu Shetei Dorachim Avodah Pratis, we find two different paths in individual work. יש שיסמסו כל ימיהם, מלבד הזהירוס בכל התורה כולה, לדקדוק עצום ונפלא במצווה אחז. Some גדולים devoted the entire lives, besides caring the entire Torah, of course, but they devoted themselves to extreme care in one particular mitzvah. One mitzvah in which they went to the nth degree and perfected it to their utmost ability. That's one approach. ויש שקבעו סולם מיוחד לעליסם. There are those who followed a particular ladder of growth. So he starts describing the first approach. על עבודה מסוג הדקדוק במצווה אחת. Regarding this idea of perfecting one mitzvah. אמרו המוראים, this is Shabbos דף קוף יתחס. By the way, we mentioned this idea on דף פי אלף above. It's worthwhile taking a look there when you have an opportunity. On דף פי אלף, we spoke about this idea of perfecting one mitzvah and recited this Gemara, Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. At any rate, Amorim says, Amar Rav Nachman Teisili, Rashi explains the term, Teisili, Yeshulam Sechari, I deserve to be rewarded. Dekayemis Gimel Seudos B'Shabbos, I fulfill the mitzvah of Gimel Seudos. Of course, if that was just that he did it, well then, you know, it's a halacha. What's there to boast about? Everyone does that. He's saying that was a mitzvah that he perfected. אומר יהודה תייסילי דקיימס עיון תפילה. אומר רב הונא ברב יהושע תייסילי דקיימס מצווה תפילין. אומר נחמן תייסילי דקיימס מצווה ציציס. כל אחד מהמוראים האלה, each one of these המוראים, החזיק במצווה אחת שקיים עיסה בדקדוק מיוחד. He fulfilled this mitzvah with extreme punctiliousness. וכדאיסה שם על רבא. The Gemara gives an example with רבא, שדקדק ביוסף במצווה ציציס. He was punctilious with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Yom echad ala ala madrigois, he was climbing some stairs or ladder, v'nikra lo chut, and a string tore, v'lo izaz mimekomo ad shetiken sa tzitzis. It didn't budge until it was repaired. A modern example, b'doresa ha-chavihinim, yadu ha-yechafetz chayim, zicholo levacha, b'zihirusa miflegis b'lashon hara. So he's the one who exemplified this idea regarding avirois to do with speech. So he perfected the idea of speech. But similarly, יש ובחרו להביא את הסמה פרטיס ליוס חיים באמונה. Those who chose to perfect the mitzvah of אמונה, to live in אמונה. רב חצקה לוינשטיין, for example, is an exemplar. ויש ובחרו ליוס אנשי אמס. Those who chose to perfect the מידה of אמס, רבי רפאל מברשד, would be an example. גם אלה על דרך הדקדוק המופלג ונמרץ. Also, to, by way of perfection, of extreme care with this mitzvah, and of course not at the expense of other mitzvahs. This is what we said above on Daf Pei Aleph. Meforash inyan zeh, beha'imunois ve'ade'oiz l'Rabbeinu Sa'adei HaGaon b'ma'amar hei. So it's already mentioned in that early sefer of Rabbeinu Sa'adei HaGaon, emunois ve'ade'oiz. He says, ha'oived, hu asher yeyached lo mitzvah achas, he designates one mitzvah, lo ya'avrena kol yemei chayav. He never transgresses it. It's something which is יהרג ובל יעבור. שאם יסכים בזולסה או יחלק בה, if it happens in another mitzvah that there's something that perhaps he does not do to perfection, לא יקצר בזוז כלל. Here in this mitzvah, no compromises whatsoever. כאילו, for example, Sam le'atzmo yishe lo yabed tefila bizmana. For him, the mitzvah is he never misses tefila bizmana. I think I mentioned once to you a story that I heard from a well-known international speaker. He was, I think, in New York, and he was driving in a cab. The cab driver was Jewish, and he mentioned to him, the cab driver was just talking about this minion and that minion, this minion and that minion. You can find it at that place and that hour. And the speaker that I'm speaking about just couldn't fathom why the cab driver was so... Eventually, just to cut a long story short, it emerged that this cab driver hadn't missed a minion in 17 years, but not a single tefillah, not one in 17 years. Doesn't matter illness or holiday or I don't know what it was. It seems almost incredible to me, certainly. To go 17 years without ever missing tefillah b'tzibur. How does one do that? But this is, I think, what Rav Saadia Gaon is speaking about. So that's one example. Oy shelo yikne mamoin mitzad isura b'shum panim. A person can perfect himself in that the money that he gains should have no tzad isur whatsoever. It should be totally permitted without any questions or issues whatsoever. In issues of promiscuity. And similar examples. And he paraphrases in the mission at the end of in Kiddushin. A person does one mitzvah. His days are lengthened and he will inherit the land. And the explanation of what Chazal is saying in that mission. Kol ha'yisei mitzvah achas. It means kegoin sheyiched lo mitzvah achas la'asisa. It designated one mitzvah to do with perfection, kegoin kibud av vo'im. That's one approach. Haderech hasheniya b'avodah pratis yatzava sulam aliyah. The second path in this type of avodah is to place a ladder of ascent. Al derech sulamo shel Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, which is based on the brass in Avodah Zarah, which is there in Avodah Zarah Dav Chaf. A gradual improvement, a gradual climb up the rungs. That's the brisa. And we know that Mesilas Yesharim is based upon this brisa. Similarly, Aseres HaPirakim Shel Sefer Chovos HaLevavos Mehavim Sulam Avodah. The 10 chapters there constitute a sulam of work. Kefi Shemevaer Bagdama Lesha Ahavas Hashem. Third example, Solomon Shel Haramban Zal, which is in his letter. It begins with a certain type of speech, dibur benachas, adopting this manner of speaking with tranquility. Vazirus mikas le'anava. It leads to anava, me'anava li'ira, me'ira le'simcha bechelkoi, u'misham li'shias ruach hashchina l'adam. Ultimately, to the shchina dwelling upon the person. Kayadu mi'geres haramban. Another example, Rabbi Yehuda Zalkoi 7. This is in his Shari Teshuva. So here's the ladder. Yiras Hashem, Ava, Busha. When Yiras Hashem, Ava, Busha, it seems that that's the ladder he followed. Yir'ah magim le'ava. From Yir'ah one reaches Ava. U'mimena le'habusha lifnei Hashem. And then a sense of humility before Hashem. U'manifla lisbonel u'mas zeis b'devrei Rabbi Yehuda Levi Zal be'kuzari. So how wondrous it is to contrast this with a kuzari. And he gives you the reference. We had it above. In our sefer, we quoted this in the Perek Moadim. Nimtza kitorasen nechlekes ben ha'ira ve'ahava ve'asimcha. He divides into three parts. Kanirei gila b'ze sulam avodasei. It seems that he was revealing here his ladder. Ve'inei hitzivu shnei gdolam eila. These two gdolim, Rabbeinu Yoina and the Kuzari. Kol echad sulamo ikfi shoresh nishmasov avodasei. Each one erected a ladder in accordance with his particular personality and the avodah they had to do. Each one reaching a different point, ultimately. At any rate, nifla lirois ulizbonen. It's fascinating to see and to reflect. Keitzad ha'adam ba'avodasah piratis moitzes mekomu be'olam ha'Torah. How a person in avodah piratis finds his place, will find a place suitable for him, given his circumstances, given his personality, given his talents. He'll find a particular niche, as we would say in modern terminology, in the Torah world, in accordance with his talents and essence. On to Hay. Neiseh ha'avodah piratis ha'isachdus ve'ishtalvus im ha'Torah. So the subject of individual work is merging oneself with the Torah, or merging the Torah into oneself. Kedei le'agi el matara zeh, we said previously that in order to reach this objective, ha'ichach la'das u'letaken atzmeinu. We said that it's imperative to acquire self-knowledge, with which to improve oneself. Zeu Teichen Shaze, that's the content of this section of the Sefer, Ma'areches Yediyas Atzmeinu. So first is a set of essays about self-knowledge. Ma'arecha Shnia, second set of essays, Ha'adracha L'Tikun Atzmeinu, some guidance in improving oneself. Then Ma'areches Da'as Torasenu, then his third set of essays, about Da'as Torah, Ha'adracha L'Hisachdus Im HaTorah, which is guidance in merging the Torah with oneself. Three sets of essays. Kavanu, this is now a bit of a summary. Kavanu es aichach betikun atzmeinu ketnai v'agdama l'hisachdus im HaTorah. We said that there's an imperative of self-repair, of self-improvement as a prerequisite to merging with the Torah. Al pi ma'amrei Rabbeinu Chaim Vital v'Rabbeinu Or Yisrael. So based on the statements of Rabbi Chaim Vital about how fundamental the midos are, and Rabbi Israel, who told us that any Torah decision made with a biased mind is bigul. We proved that one cannot reach significant levels in Torah without a personalized approach. That was the Gaon in Mishnah. He spoke, you remember, about Holech Bisharoy, in his straight path. And the Maharal in a voice also here as chetoi, that a person is vulnerable to particular chataim, so the indication that there must be an individualized path. Vehen b'kiyum mitzvos, we started Chazal there, al tzedek lavashti, the pasuk in Yoiv, and the Gemara in Bava Kama Nuntes about Eliezer Zeira, who was arrested for what the officers thought was pretending to be greater than he was. That's all summaries. What we did now is Lamadu Shnei Oifanei Havidat Pratis Mipi Chazal V'Rabbi Sinai Rishin V'Achronim. We learned about the two primary approaches to Avodah Pratis, either perfection of one mitzvah or a ladder of growth. Me'ata Alinu Lageshes Hasvayas Avodah Sinai Pratis. What we have to do now is to trace our own Avodah, Kfish Te'anu Esal'el, as we described it above, and that's going to be next. Ulam we cannot end this introduction without at least hinting to a fundamental idea of Avodah, which is what we're going to do immediately. We hear presenting wonderful words from the Hakdama of the Tzefer. That's the same author. He writes in the introduction as follows. Ikar b'riyas Adam al-Oretz. The Ikar, the main purpose of creating man here in this environment, physical environment. Im ki ha-neshama b'mechtzava ne'enes b'ziv tif'eres. Even though we might think it's superfluous, why go through this process? The neshama in its, so to speak, quarry, mechtzava, where it's quarried from. He's referring to the statement of Chazal that a neshama of a Jew comes from kisei ha-kavod or from under kisei ha-kavod, mamash, from HaKadosh Baruch himself, and the Neshama there benefits, enjoys the sheen of the Shekhinah. Uchlum chaseba v'yisamelech, is there anything lacking there? So the author here explains the question. Kloma, lama lo nivra'a neshama l'anus miziv elyoin teichef livriyasa? Why wasn't the Neshama created immediately to enjoy closeness to Hashem immediately upon its creation? V'lamu tzecha l'aredes el olam hazeh? Why is it forced to come down to this world v'el toch haguf, and into a physical body? That's a question that the Ktzos in Shev Shmatzah is addressing. The answer is, V'olam gezra chochmasei zbarach shemoi lehoiridah lemata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that, yes, the Neshama is to come down here, lenaseisah bekiyum mitzvoisav ushmiras teresav, to challenge it in the fulfillment of mitzvois and observance of the Torah. V'chaasher titzdak harbe, and then, when it achieves a lot, kein tirbe v'chen tifrotz v'tigdal lemala. It expands, the Neshama expands and grows and develops, until it returns to God who gave it, but in a different form, it returns much more powerful, much stronger. He elaborates on this idea now. He gives the reference. The Zohar quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, which is often we have this parallel structure. You see it over here. Drink water from your cistern, your well, and liquid from your wellspring. So it seems superficially as if the two parts of the verse are saying the same thing, but it's not like that. He explains, when the neshama is created, and it hasn't yet come into the world, it has the aspect of a cistern. It can only be filled by others. Inherently, it's empty. It's just a container. But when it descends into this lowly word, and it attains what it was supposed to attain, as Hashem decreed, it's transformed into a well, like a well that flows by itself, and thereby avoids the bread of shame. The main idea here is that if it has nothing from itself, then it's no good. Like Chazal say, "Ani chashuv kameis." Chazal, in a certain way, a pauper is like a mace. It doesn't have anything of his own. It doesn't have anything with which to contribute. There's a certain aspect of misa to that. That's the Maharal in Vayetze. Demei be'er kuin ma'im chayim. He points out that Meber is called ma'im chayim, living water. Interesting, living. Because it comes from within oneself, from within the well. Masheenken meibor. Meibor, waters in a cistern are never called ma'im chayim. It makes a difference even in halacha in terms of the metzora who has to, or the zav who has to immerse in ma'im chayim davka, and it's not enough to go to a mikveh. Velaze ani chashuv kamez. That's what Chazal make the statement. Ani chashuv kamez. It doesn't come from within himself. He has to receive from the outside. Similarly, the pasuk in Mishlei, v'seinei matanois yichyeh. It's not just a simple pshat. One who hates gifts, yichyeh. The idea of receiving has a certain aspect of death to it. And therefore, one who detests matanois has a certain aspect of life because it comes from within himself. It doesn't accept from the outside. Ve'imkein, kol zman heyos nefesh bimkoira bivchinas bor. As long as the nefesh is in its source and is the aspect of a bor, ein la chayus. It is lacking dynamism, lacking life. Ki me'atzma rikai. It itself is empty. Rak ma shemashpin is only what is poured into it. Ad ridta heina ve'nevas. Until it comes here and then it starts to well. Ibivchinas bor. It attains the aspect of a wellspring ve'yesh la chayus, and there's life. Velazeoma, that's what the pasuk says in Bereshis. Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. He blew into his nostrils a neshama of life. Now we understand it on a much deeper level. Not just that Adam lived, but rather behind the ikar b'riyas Adam alav. It's the whole point of creating man in this physical environment is kedei sheteha nefesh b'vichinas be'er, in order to give him the opportunity to transform his nefesh to become a wellspring that ikarei nishmas chayim. Then it can be called real life. Vezeo, and that's really the meaning in Achari Mois, Eile ha-mitzvois asher yase oisam ha-adam v'chai bohem. To be taken literally, there's an aspect of life that comes only by living a life of mitzvois in this physical environment. Otherwise, the neshama is dead. Ad kan the Sheiv Shmatisa. The author paraphrases, Hasoid ha-gadoil shel b'riyas adam bo'ilam hazeh, this great, fundamental, profound idea of creating man in a physical environment, is this, ki davka kan yizkel yos novea me'atzmo yilechayus etzmis. It's specifically here that it can achieve this idea of innate life, of something that stems from within itself. Ha-neshama b'mkor machtzavta, the neshama where it is hewn from, rak mekabeles shefa zo elyon, is a recipient. It just absorbs the light. Kan, but here, al yedei avoida sah, through its avoida, he tizkele shefa kodesh. It earns this shekeilu me'atzma onever. It comes from within itself. Now, a slight proviso, ve'im ki bevadai gam ha-be'er ein ha-sheves me'meh me'atzma. Even though ultimately you can say, even the wellspring, it doesn't produce its own water. Ve'shefa noem elyon magi al adam rak midvek viso bakdusha. And ultimately, that life comes from an attachment to the kedusha, just like in the well. Also, it doesn't come from itself, but still, the chosus hari kinyan atzmi shobaz. It's still called a kinyan atzmi. So, something comes from within oneself. Ve'avoydasei b'torah mechayatu, and therefore, a person's avoyda in Torah gives him life. Mamash v'chay bohem. And therefore, to conclude, oyr chadash mizgalem ata b'avoydasei in a practice. There's a new light here in avoyda. Sherei kol sod heyosein alei adamoy sudavka. The whole profound idea of being in this life is this, lizkois lechayus atzmis, to earn this innate life, al-edei avoida atzmis, through avoida on oneself. Hein zei materas tamid chacham. This is the objective of a tamid chacham. Lius ma'ayan hamizgaber batira. To be like a wellspring that grows stronger and stronger. Ish chai. A person who can truly be said to be chai through his avodah. That's the mavoi. That's the introduction. Now the mesicha. Ad kan.